In Syria, the government of embattled President Bashar al-Assad continues its crackdown on protesters calling for his ouster in cities across the country. The United Nations says the death toll in Syria has topped 2,600 since anti-government protests began there in March. Chris Wells reports.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's troops continued their crackdown on demonstrators yesterday. His regime also got a boost from Russia, which said it would not support a UN resolution condemning the violence if the resolution included sanctions. Speaking to the opening session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva yesterday, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, called on Syrian authorities to protect civilians.
Justice cannot be meted out summarily. Rather, it must be delivered, whether through national judicial mechanisms or international mechanisms, in accordance with human rights principles and the rule of law.
Pillay also expressed concern about similar crackdowns in other countries.
In Yemen, protesters calling for greater freedoms, an end to corruption, and respect for the rule of law are being caught in an increasingly violent struggle for power. Hundreds have been killed and thousands have been injured. And in Libya, emerging reports of brutal violations, including mass summary executions and disappearances, are extremely alarming.
Since December of 2010 and the uprisings in Tunisia that resulted in the ouster of the government there, a wave of sometimes violent revolutionary unrest has swept across the whole Mideast North African region, affecting more than a dozen different countries from one degree to another. I'm Christopher Wells.